Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 10 people remain in custody after an anti-Semitic attack targeting Israeli soccer fans in Amsterdam. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calling the Dutch government overnight and at first offering to send chartered flights to pick up Israeli fans. ABC's Britt Clinett has more from the foreign desk.
We heard from Amsterdam's mayor, who also condemned what he described as hit-and-run attacks. And the Dutch Prime Minister, he's told Netanyahu that the perpetrators will be prosecuted.
Three people have now been charged in connection with the death of One Direction member Liam Payne. They're accused of supplying and facilitating the use of narcotics, as well as abandonment of a person followed by death. Payne fell from his balcony on the third floor of a Buenos Aires hotel last month, killing him. There is an investigation underway into racist text messages sent to people in more than a dozen states. The company TextNow, which allows people to create phone numbers for free, says it's looking into the accounts. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. State Senate Republicans have chosen their majority leader for next session. They chose Devin LeMahieu during a caucus meeting yesterday. It's his third time in that role. Assembly Republicans are expected to choose their leader on Wednesday. Speaker Robin Voss of Burlington has said he plans to run for the spot again. But this time, LeMahieu and possibly Voss will have a smaller majority and more Democrats in the chambers. The new maps allowed Wisconsin Democrats to gain some ground in the state legislature. They flipped at least 10 seats in the assembly, and they're only three behind in the Senate. Although Republicans still have the upper hand, the supermajority is no more. Democrats believe this puts them in a better position to gain control in 2026. UW Green Bay political scientist David Helpap says this lays the groundwork for changes in future policy proposals.
As districts become more competitive, it makes it more difficult for those who are elected officials in those districts to really propose policies that are too far left or right of center, simply because they know they're going to have to answer to voters that are more center than they used to be.
He says these new legislative maps level the playing field for lawmakers in a way that Wisconsin hasn't seen in more than a decade. That made it possible for Democrats to pick up key seats in districts covering the northern Milwaukee suburbs, the north side here of Madison, and as well as Richland and Sauk counties, the Green Bay area, and much of the Fox cities. And this weekend is the Madison Marathon. It all starts at 7 o'clock Sunday morning. The route is along Lake Monona and around Lake Wingra, so you can expect some street closures there. The starting point and finish line are both right on the Capitol Square. And when runners make it to that finish line, if they're over 21, they get a free beer right away. Police will be there to block off all the streets along the route that need it. They expect the last runners to finish up around 1:30 in the afternoon. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks beat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz last night in Milwaukee. That ended the Bucks' six-game losing streak. Now tonight, they're in New York to play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden before returning here when seven of their next eight games are at home. Doc Rivers asked, was it important to finally get a W?
Yeah, you know, it was a home game. We've lost two home games, so really important for us to win this game. We go back out on the road, and then when we come back, we get to actually stay at home.
College hoops, the Badgers with a 79-67 victory over Montana State. Guard John Blackwell on Wisconsin finding a variety of ways of putting up points.
We try to get to the free throw line as much as possible. Like last game, I think we're in double bonus early, and this game we're in double bonus. So whatever we can do to get free points from the line, I mean, we're trying to do that.
The state high school volleyball tournament going on in Green Bay. Middleton versus Hamilton tonight for the boys' state title. Girls' semifinals today with their state title game tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping into the mid 30s. Tomorrow we may see a little sunshine early, then clouds and showers with a high in the mid 50s. By Sunday, showers in the morning, ending in the afternoon with a high in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now it's 48. This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently, one of the classes I was teaching, saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll have a 14-year-old genius tell us the path forward.
That's right. And she might even take our jobs.
Tune in.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. You say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Something I hope we can do no matter who you voted for is see each other not as adversaries, but as fellow Americans, bring down the temperature. I also hope we can lay to rest the question about the integrity of the American electoral system. It is honest, it is fair, and it is transparent. And it can be trusted, win or lose.
Okay, well, that the part about turning down the temperature is just for today.
Not in the mood?
Yeah. All no. Right. Yeah. Racist text messages reported in multiple states after Election Day. I feel like many of us may have some feelings about that. Yeah. Hope you're watching so you can see the interpretive dance, because an interpretive dance of rage. Morning.
I don't know why we can't get rid of this FCC guideline that like I should be able to speak freely.
Yes,
this we should week. Have immunity.
Just yes, this week. Yes, this week.
For those of us that had to hear over and over, it's only about the cost of bacon. Officials in a number of states are responding to reports of racist texts sent by residents in the days after the election. They read, "You have been selected to pick cotton at the nearest plantation. Be ready at 12 sharp with your belongings. Our executive slaves will come get you in a brown van. Be prepared to be searched down once you've entered the plantation. You are in plantation group W. Cell phone users in at least 9 cities reported receiving the texts.
Because that's what they voted for.
Yep, and that's what they knew. They knew that that's what they were voting for.
This is a celebration.
And it was a lie. Yep.
What they voted for was the ability to treat brown and black people and women with absolute impunity, to do whatever they wanted, to not have to hide their racism, to get to spit in our faces. And that's what people voted for. And I'm having a very hard time, because I'm waking up every morning and getting a lot angrier about the fact that in these states that Trump won, abortion rights also somehow got protected.
Yeah. Yeah.
What that says is that women went in those booths, white women and people went in those booths, They voted against me and for themselves.
Yeah.
They voted to protect their bodily autonomy.
I read your great tweet. You guys said, it's like watching America go back to the drunk, abusive husband, except that she's taking you with her, like your mom's taking you with her back. Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And, and here we are. We are forced to be a part to witness the abuse,
We don't get abused.
And we are going to get abused. You're absolutely right. But you know what? I'm going to tell you. I woke up the next day because, early on I knew it wasn't good. And, but I woke up the next day and my mindset wanted to be angry, wanted to be hurt. Oh, that came later. But what I realized was what I was joyful for is the fact that I live in a bubble.
Yeah.
I live in a bubble with great people. I live in a bubble that is forward thinking, that believes in the law, that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I just did not know. I really didn't know that the things that I value mean so little to other Americans.
Yeah.
Tonight Gavin Newsom is having a Zoom call.
Yeah.
To discuss how this California can insulate itself from the Trump agenda. And, I'm grateful for that. And there was a time when I'm hoping to get back to a place where I feel like I could march for what I know is right. But it's very hard because this election was absolutely a repudiation of it. Wasn't just, he didn't just win. He won decisively. And he won decisively, and they're going to get the House, it looks like, and the Senate, and they have the judiciary. So anybody, the decision I think Francis and I both made, and I think a lot of other people are making, is I'm not going to sit here for the next 2 months and watch the media game out what may or may not happen. I'm not going to feel bad about it before it happens, right? The time to have felt bad about it happening has passed.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not going to spend these next 2 months gaming out, will they do this? All I know is that everybody needs to get their mind around the resisting and what, like we said on the final word this week, what's the plan? So I'm going to that Zoom call because I need to hear a plan.
Yeah. Well, you guys didn't need this. You could have written it in the New York Times. For Black women, America has revealed to us her true self. One of our first callers on Monday was one of our beloveds. I can't remember which. Tanya in Ohio, and I said, give Black ladies a second to feel broken. Don't tell Black ladies how to feel this morning or this week. In the New York Times, from the moment Kamala Harris entered the presidential race, Black women could see the mountaintop. But underneath their hope and determination was a persistent worry. Was America ready to elect a Black woman? The painful answer arrived this week. It affirmed the worst of what many Black women believed about their country, that it would rather choose a man who was convicted of 34 felonies, who spewed lies and falsehood, disparaged women and people of color, pledged to use the powers of the federal government to punish his political opponents, and send a woman of color to the White House. Many Democrats saw the brutal political environment for the party, peppered with anger about President Biden's leadership, as more to blame for Ms. Harris' crushing loss than the double-edged sword of racism and sexism. Others reflecting on a campaign devoid of controversy or obvious missteps by a qualified candidate who almost never held out her race or gender as reasons to vote for her, found it difficult to ignore suspicions about why Trump won with such ease. This isn't a loss for Black women, it's a loss for the country, said the founder of Black Women for Kamala. America has revealed to us her true self, and we have to decide what we do with her from here.
She on her own. America on her own. Because let me tell you something. I literally said yesterday, she got to get off my team. I don't want some sad white woman coming up to me crying about this, that, and the other. Let me tell you, you got to go take care of your own. Your own. Because I sat here for 3 weeks and I had to listen to how I need to get Black men in line. It wasn't Black men.
No.
And again and again and again and again in elections, that's all America does is talk down to Black folk. okay?
And black women do all the work of the Democratic Party.
Do all the work. We do women, black women do all the work, and then we still gotta hear and be lectured to what we ain't doing on our side. But you know who didn't turn on this country? Black folk. Again.
I mean, and understand, this, it's more than just they didn't vote for Kamala. They voted for him. It would
That's
be one
right.
thing if we were talking about people went in that booth and just didn't cast a vote for president. They affirmatively voted for the bigot, for the white nationalist. And when people talk to me about the economy, do you remember anything at that Madison Square Gardens discussion about the economy? If they talked about the economy, it was only to blame minorities for it.
It was only to blame immigrants for it. That's the key. If things aren't right in your life, it's the brown people.
That's exactly. Yes. And people affirmatively voted for that. Don't get me started on the Latino men.
Oh, no, please start.
And let me tell you something. That when the deportations start, I'm going to be sitting over here with my arms folded.
I'm telling you what you're seeing, what we're seeing on Black Twitter and Black, you know, Instagram and everything is in TikTok over and over. And I'm seeing Black people, Black women especially, saying, you're not going to get me off the couch to march for you because this is what you voted for. You're not going to get, you know, when I think about how we ran out of their houses because of the Muslim ban.
Yeah.
To see how these people voted. It's one thing to go in there and vote for him, but then to turn around and vote for your abortion rights.
Yep.
Yeah. No, it makes no sense.
That, to me, is a very clear divide about what I'm voting for and what I'm not voting for.
So, I'm sure you've read a million different analysis. I don't know where this one's from. A fatal flaw of Harris's campaign that doomed her election bid, an inability to separate herself from an unpopular president whose approval ratings have hovered around 40% for most of his 4 years in the White House. Well, there's a lot of different ways to break that down. Like we were saying, I don't know that Biden would have done any better at 40%. I think, you know, this was bigger than that. It was like this like what you just said, this whole anger about the economy that they brought all of Trump's racist lies.
Yeah, it's anger about minorities. It's anger about the loss of white power. What it's angry about is a demographic shift that the media has been very good about telling white people was going to come.
Yeah.
So that's what this was about. The idea that she could have done anything differently in her campaign.
Can you imagine
how jettisoned after, her black femaleness?
Yeah. After Biden got pushed out, can you imagine if she bashed Biden? How would that have played with the Democratic
right.
base?
You said she was disloyal, not working in favor of Democrats. They would have blamed her for every down ballot loss.
Yeah.
You know, these people, like, this is a huge, much larger percentage of our country than I thought.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is, given Harris's status as a sitting vice president, she never fit the mold of a traditional change candidate. She remained tethered to Biden, staying loyal to him, even as Americans made clear they disapproved of his handling of inflation and migration at the southern border. Again, you know, we talk endlessly, but about the mainstream media's, you know, just both sides doing it and downplaying, you know, just the economy and Biden's accomplishments.
Yeah.
Then you add Fox News right-wing radio stations and right-wing podcasts that just echoed every one of Trump's lies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and understand something. When people say they're worried about immigration, that's coding. They're not worried about immigration. Most of them have no relationship to immigration. They're not living anywhere near an immigrant community. You know, they're not seeing resources go to somebody else. What they are seeing is an influx of brown people and black people, and they don't like that. They don't like the idea of it because it is not affecting them.
Well, that's what I was saying. If we had lost on, you know, issues that were actually true, if Haitians were eating pets and they were doing transgender surgery on your kids in school without asking you, or what else, taking your FEMA money and giving it to illegal immigrants, if any of that was true,
right.
You know,
of course not.
We're in a different universe now. We're not debating actual issues.
No. The only people I feel like I can march for right now are trans people.
Yeah.
Because they're already the most endangered community. And this is just a license to mess with people.
Yeah. So to your point earlier, just to finish this story, Harris underperformed with voters of color, particularly Latino voters, but also black voters in urban centers such as Philadelphia, Detroit, and Milwaukee. Harris still carried black voters 86% to 12%.
Yeah, how is that underperforming?
Yeah, I mean, and Latino voters 53 to 45%. But in 2020, Biden won black voters by 92 to 8%. And Latino voters 65% to 32%. I'm sure Steve Kornacki was making you stroke out too, doing the comparison numbers with Biden.
Julian Castro said, I think this calls into question a lot of the traditional identity politics. This is going to rewrite, I think, how the parties approach Latinos and other groups. I mean, there's so many elements to this whole thing, right? This macho dude bro thing, I guess.
Absolutely.
That everybody's talking about.
Again, I feel like the media and America feels okay to talk down to black people. Black men, pull up your pants. Mm-hmm. You need to do this. We got to send Obama out to talk to you. Nobody is talking to white women.
Yeah.
Who's talking to white women?
Yeah.
Who's talking to Latino men? Okay?
But well, you don't have to worry about their vote because I don't think they're going to be here anymore.
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, and I'm a little concerned because people often think I'm Puerto Rican. I get that a lot.
Leopards are about to have leopards have already started to eat their faces. It's the leopards are going to have a face buffet.
Yeah.
Right? That's the leopardy face eating party. People are like, wait, I didn't think the leopard was going to eat my face. I mean, it's already started. We're talking about the company that was told they're not getting Christmas bonuses because of the tariffs that they know are coming, and they got to buy all their material now. You know, yep. So they can't. I mean,
congratulations.
Yes. You know what?
All I'm going to.
Ha ha. Ha ha. You ain't getting a Christmas bonus.
Let me tell you something. On this riverbank, drinking my tea, watching them try to ride across with that scorpion on their back.
Yes,
and every
I'm telling
time
you.
They dip under the water and be like, you look wet. You need a towel, you look wet.
Francis, you look like you're on the like cover of a Deep Purple album, first of all.
I'm telling you, this is how I feel. These are my feelings. This coloring is my feelings.
Understand. Okay.
Angry and
she's in a purple state.
That's good.
She's in a purple haze.
Yeah.
21 minutes after this portion of the show brought to you by the only thing keeping me afloat. You know, whatever you love, my Bonnie and Clyde,
yes.
My furry little cry pillows. You've never cried into a dog. I highly recommend it. They're very absorbent.
Are they?
Yes, they are. And then they lick all your little tears. Mr. and Mrs. Kisses, lick your tears away.
They're two-ply.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they are, Chris. Thank you.
Yeah.
And
they're
also...
two-ply.
Yeah.
Yeah, they love Mama because Mama gives them the best dog food in the world because they're my children.
Yeah.
This childless dog lady. So that everybody can suck it except for Tom, Bonnie, and Clyde. And that's why I feed them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, the best dog food in the world.
They deserve it.
Right? It's raw because why do they cook dog food on high heat? You got the dangerous byproducts. All the nutrients are gone. All the flavor's gone. Burnt brown kibble. Would you eat that? No.
Hell no.
Why would you give it to your chillins? Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller right now. Support the Stephanie Miller Cinematic Universe and your furry beloveds, your doggies and your kitties. They got stuff for everybody. Or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there is one major red flag to look out for, cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower and older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It is tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperature, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty has created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. My Bonnie and Clyde devour it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. apply.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that. And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stephanie Miller.
Get it. Listen, here's a silver lining, and that is that we have already done Denver Sexy Liberal because, hang on, what's up? Hold, please. Thousands of fist-sized spiders soon to march through a large swath of Colorado.
Yeah.
So, it's that time of year again when part of Colorado turns into arachnophobes' worst nightmare. Thousands of tarantulas emerge to find a mate in the southern part of the state. So, Angela V. Shelton, I just want to give you a silver lining. We already played Colorado, so.
Okay, what needs to happen now, and I'm calling out to Biden, is we need to give everybody 24 hours to get out of the state. Check their bags, though. Make sure they don't bring spiders with them. And then we're going to have to nuke Colorado.
Shake out your shoes, you know. Make sure
shake your shoes out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Frenchel's been right about everything, including the spider cabal. So,
yep.
Just saying.
I mean, wait till Trump makes a spider his at something a cabinet position. Then y'all totally. Gonna be, everybody going to be calling me talking about, he made a tarantula Secretary of Defense. Oh, my God. You were right all along.
Health and Human Services.
Give me 15. Oh, my God. Cokie McCokespoon, Don Jr. Hold on.
I'm going to be heavily involved on the transition. I want to make sure now that we know who the real players are, the people who will actually deliver on the president's message, the people who don't think that they know better than the duly elected president of the United States. I want to make sure that those people are in his cabinet. I want to make sure that those people are in in this administration.
All right. Only people that are dumber than he is. Wow, what could possibly go wrong? Only people that don't know he's a f***ing moron. Oh, my God.
I don't know. Can you find that many people?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, oh, you know, it's just, this is going to be the first time in a long time I don't even try to memorize the cabinet members.
Nope. I'm going to tell you something. When the Tea Party is driving the bus, the Tea Party is in charge of America now. And I want everybody to acknowledge that 14 years later.
All right. 29 minutes after the hour. Fridays with Frangelo. We can still have nice things.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Senator Tammy Baldwin gave her victory speech in a rare split-ticket race where she won the state as a Democrat and a Republican president won it too. She pledged to work with President-elect Donald Trump in Washington.
We deserve a politics with less vitriol, less division, less hatred, and fewer lies. Actually, no lies. Because it's time that we come together and tackle the problems that are actually facing working people and communities across our state. It's time that we put the politics of division behind us.
Baldwin defeated bank owner and Republican Eric Hovde by only 29,000 votes. Trump beat Kamala Harris by the same margin here. There were more than 100 school district referendums on the ballot Tuesday. In fact, there have been almost 200 all year. There were 7 districts here in Dane County asking for more money from taxpayers. Jimmy Kuska breaks down what voters decided across Wisconsin.
All across Wisconsin, school referendum questions were on the ballot, with over one quarter of districts asking to go over their local tax levies. Over one quarter of districts asked a total of 138 questions for a total of over $4.2 billion to pay for operations and facilities. The majority of these ballot measures passed. State Superintendent Jill Underley said that too many communities were forced to ask for more local property tax dollars to simply pay the bills, and that the state legislature has underfunded public education in Wisconsin for too long. Underley said that the next biennial budget is another opportunity for Wisconsin legislators to properly fund school districts. Both the 120 districts going to referendum and the 138 questions asked on ballots are records. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Passing a budget for the Department of Public Instruction may go differently now that Republicans don't have a supermajority. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A picture-perfect day today with sunny skies and above-average highs as we soar to the upper 50s. Tomorrow, we'll be waking up to partly sunny skies with clouds increasing as shots of spotty light showers roll in by the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 50 degrees at our studios.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be recombobulating yet again with Dan Schaefer. Lots of stuff to process yet. I hope you will join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
let's get loud and let's get going. Because if a young woman in Florida, where a six-week ban is now the law of the land, can get up today and find her way through, we can too. And if a soldier in a trench in eastern Ukraine who just saw their best ally walk away from them can keep fighting, we can too. And if a high school student who's going to go to school today in a country that's going to arm mass shooters to the teeth and they're still going to get through it, we can too.
Oh, we're going to need our alpha liberals. Steve.
That was Eric Swalwell.
Yes, Eric Swalwell. Steve tweets, though I find solace in the community of the Stephanie Miller Show, as for the news networks, I can't stomach the blame on analysis that ignores their 4 years of lack of coverage of the administration's accomplishments. Thank you. I think the key there, Chris, as long as the
Stephanie Miller
is the only part of your diet, that's the important part.
Sure.
As Mick says, hey, Steph, I love you in a weird way. Thank you. I need that. I need weird and regular. I thoroughly enjoyed you and your team after 18 years and 10 hours a day of listening to American politics. I'm giving it all up except your show. Thank you. I think that's the key. Thank you.
Buy your stuff.
More important, it's not just me. I keep saying it, Frangela. It's you. It's all of these amazing progressive voices that, you know, that this platform, and not just me, John Fugelsang and Dean Obadala and
Hal.
Zerlina, yes, Hal Sparks, Zerlina Maxwell, Dean Obadala. Lenny in Monterey said, back on Thursday for the love and humor. Can't live without you all. Admit I had to cut back on my political intake, but I cannot live without you guys. We can't live without you guys either. We, you know, Frangela, we've been saying this. We're going to need each other more than ever now, you know, and this is one of the places we can meet to laugh, to cry. Francis, you were talking about everybody's process is different. You're like, I haven't gotten mad yet. You know, we went through shock, numbness, despair. I cried yesterday on the air. You know, we're going to get angry. Whatever your process is, take care of yourself. You know, lift up someone you love. Tell them to lift you up if you need it. Right. I mean, we got to. And also laughter. That's why you guys are so magical. And everybody at LA Sexy Liberal said that, is that our strength is going to be in our humor and our ability to laugh.
Yes. And in our community, too.
Yeah.
And that, I have to say, thank you, Stephanie. And thank you to the MOOCs. Thank you to the regulars. I mean, I have met personally so many great people through this community, and I know so many people in this community who worked so hard. And my husband said this, he was like, you guys, he's like, all of you guys have run this race that's why you're tired too. You've been running this race since January. We have been running this race, and I understand it. But you know, and we have worked hard. There's like so much light in this community.
Yeah.
So much good.
Yeah.
And I'm just so proud of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you're right, Francis. You echo, we are all exhausted. I think the entire country is exhausted.
And we did the right thing. All of
we
us.
Did we did, all, the, we
if
did
you
the
listen
thing.
To this, you did the thing. You did everything you could do. It's, you know, there's nothing we could have done to erase 400 years of racism and sexism. There's nothing, you know, so we did, all of the people, you know, absolutely know that.
Yeah.
You were on the right side of history.
Yeah. And that remains true. And it just, what was somebody just, it was a great quote about wrong doesn't suddenly become right.
Right.
Because
no.
they won this time, you know? And so I saved one more for you guys. Tony said, Steph, at the end of the day, you can overcome the racism or the misogyny, but not both. Ask Stacey Abrams. She lost to Kemp somehow in an election that elected both Ossoff and Warnock. In North Carolina last night, they elected a male Democrat for their governor, but not a female for president. They voted for the white Nazi in North Carolina, but the black Nazi was a little too much, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Mark Robinson.
He's black.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's... that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about when you parse out this vote. But what I have to ask myself is how do we, you know, like I said, I'm going to listen to Gavin Newsom's call, go on that call tonight, because I need to know how to move forward. And I need to understand what the plan is. And I also think this is an excellent opportunity out there, especially for white people, to get more woke. I know you woke listen and get more woke. Do the research, do the work, figure out what you can do. Because we cannot, this is not the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but as long as I'm drawing breath, I'm fighting. I'm resisting. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? As long as I'm black in this country, I have to resist.
That's the way, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to wake up black tomorrow again. I know it.
You know, and you know what? And I'm going to tell you, different than 2016, I feel different.
Yeah.
I'm a different woman. Yeah. I'm a different person. And post-COVID especially, mm-hmm. Let me tell you something about how tough these knuckles are. All right? Mm-hmm. I balled up into a ball, fetal position in 2016.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel that way this year.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
This time, because I've seen this.
And you raise a good point. Barack Obama talked about this as well, the president. He said, you know, it's also just being through the pandemic. You know,
yes.
It's we are changed as a country, and part of it. But I mean, I think what all of us are that kills us. We're like, it was Trump's mismanagement of this mm-hmm. pandemic that killed so many of us, made the inflation here so much worse than it was anywhere else. And President Biden, has led a spectacular recovery. But because prices are still too high, you know, and the mainstream media didn't help, there's Biden sitting at 40%. So whatever mm-hmm. we want to fight, and we all felt he shouldn't have been pushed out, and Lawrence O'Donnell said historically, if you replace a candidate this late, there's no way we're, you know, he probably would have suffered ageism, you know, and the 40% mm-hmm. approval rating and millions of people buying Trump's racist lies. So, you know, here we are.
I don't think this is I don't think that this is a mandate about Biden. I think it was a mandate about racism and about what people want the future, those people, the Trump people, want the future of America to be. They were not interested in diversity, equity, and inclusion. They wanted to maintain white supremacy, and they want to codify it back into law. When they're using laws from the 1800s to justify taking women's rights on their bodies, hear them.
Angela, the headline in the Washington Post is today, far-right extremists celebrate, see an opportunity in second Trump win. In a burst of hate and misogyny, MAGA militants cheered the return of the president they consider an ally. Good morning, patriots. We did it. That was on Telegram, of course. The media platforms across the spectrum of MAGA-aligned extremists, anti-government militia groups, white nationalists, Proud Boys, Christian supremacists, QAnon-style conspiracy theorists all expressed a sense of jubilation mixed with an eagerness to exact vengeance on political opponents. That legitimized, normalized, and sort of gave permission to extremist groups who really are white supremacist and deeply misogynistic to come out of the woodwork and feel validated. Said one expert, extremists focused on black and Hispanic women for attack, bragging and preventing a DEI hire from leading the nation. They urged Oprah Winfrey and other famous black women who supported Harris to leave the country. They fantasize about dumping Hispanic women and children across the border in Mexico. Protect yourself, protect other people. As Kamala Harris always told us, please let's try to lift up whoever we can lift up. Mm-hmm. Let them be about beating people down. Let's protect ourselves and protect each other, right?
Absolutely.
There was a great video I saw. Angela sent it to me, where this black woman is saying, you know what? Y'all want to tear this country down to the studs? Come on.
Can't stop
Let's
you.
See it. Because this is what you want. Get to it. You know, and it is... I am appalled at white people. I'm appalled at this country.
Yeah.
I can't even be angry yet. I'm still stunned and shocked that people would vote the way that they did.
Yeah. And I'm not, it's not okay.
No.
It's not okay
that they did. I'm ashamed of these people.
No, it's not okay. It's not something we're going to forget. Like, this is where I got to part ways with Biden and Harris, you know, when they're saying, oh, and we're going to have a smooth transition of power, a peaceful transition. We always were when it's us. Nobody was worried about that.
Yeah.
You know, like acting like, look what this shows in tech. People believe in the voting system now and they can't. No, it doesn't. It's like this. They won. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and as I said over and over, on a solid wall of lies, we mentioned Brian Tyler Cohen, our friend. He wrote, Republicans have a right-wing media ecosystem that repeats GOP talking points over and over ad nauseum until they're seared into your cerebral cortexes. Not only is there no equivalent on the left, but plenty of Democratic politicians still refuse to bolster independent progressive creators. Notably, many pundits and observers dubbed the past election the podcast election, as Trump used the powerful network of right-leaning podcasts and YouTube shows to activate his base. They still give all the juicy interviews to the mainstream media, still break news on the mainstream media. Who's not our friend? Still pretend the mainstream media is on our team. They're not. And in fact, they've been over backwards not to be viewed as the liberal media. Democratic politicians could benefit from validating the very progressive outlets that are actually doing the work to support them. Thank you, Brian. He said, sometimes I have to beg elected officials' offices for months for a 10-minute interview, only to see them pop up on cable news multiple times a week. Most people don't consume news via TV, and the only ones who do are already high-info voters and already on board. It shouldn't be this hard to seek validation from the very people whose agenda we're trying to promote. Thank you. And we're promoting the truth. I mean, sorry, yeah. I know that lost this time, but it's because they have such a giant megaphone for their lies.
You know what? Stephanie, you just went around this country. You went to 15 cities besides doing your 3-hour-a-day show, 15 hours, right? You showcased some of the best legal minds, some of the best politicians. I mean, in every city. And
comedians. Comedians, mostly.
And comedians, you know? You out here doing, you've been doing that work.
You called, phone banked.
Yeah.
You did, you know what I'm saying? Like, you donated.
Yeah.
You know, you did all the things.
Yeah. I think we all feel like we did. It's not just about me. I mean, we all did. Everybody I know, Dr. Redliner, right, Chris?
Yeah.
80 years old. He and his wife outdoor and locking on doors in Pennsylvania. Yeah. Everybody
and going to
I
Ukraine.
Know. Yeah. Everybody I know did something, did phone banking, did
everything
door knocking.
Do. And these people, these are not good people.
No, they're not.
These are not people who've been brainwashed. These are bigots.
Yeah. Well, I get it. You're right. I mean, you know, and the likes of Trump and Vance telling us now we should unite and be kind to each other. Now, a warning, you ran this meanest, most name-calling, despicable, racist, sexist campaign ever. I mean, I'm saying just the maggots that have called the show or, you know, on Twitter with me. They're horrible.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And they get to celebrate.
Yeah.
They
yesterday,
get to run around.
Dana and I were crying, and that guy, you know, that guy, Tom.
That guy. Yeah.
He's like, oh, look at the two ditch lickers crying. I mean, you know what? Screw you. I'm sorry. I don't want to unite with people that are sending black people texts what time to show up to pick cotton.
And they don't want to unite with you. Hear the no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, hear the no.
Yeah, they're not into you.
They, no, they are definitely not into us. And we're not going to talk them into it. I'm not going to waste my breath.
No.
And that's, these people are just wrong. If you voted for this man, I don't need to see you or hear you ever.
Yeah. I mean, and I get, and I can't take it anymore, the whole woke, oh, the woke politically correct. Do you think a sexy liberal show, anyone would consider that, like, politically correct and prissy? And, I mean, you know.
I don't have a problem with political correctness either. I'm trying to understand basic manners is what my grandma called it.
Yeah.
You know, like.
It's just not punching down. It's just not being a D to people that are different than you. That's all.
Saying. Yeah. I can't hear with the, they feel like they didn't have power because they couldn't use the N-word with impunity. Like, that's the thing. Like, come on.
Right.
Stop,
it's not, it's not
trying to
being
that.
Too woke to not want to call Puerto Ricans a pile of garbage, you know?
Yeah. So I mean, since his first campaign has done it.
But you know what?
It's not new information.
This is the thing. They got called a pile of trash and liked it and voted for it.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole nother psychological. We're going to have my best friend, Dr. Wanda, on because we're going to need some major psychology in this country.
Help. Dr. Wanda, you know, we have studied biscuitology.
Yes.
And
I think that's it. You need to open a university that teaches biscuitology. That's it.
It's you know, it's at once a disease and a syndrome.
Yes.
It's not curable.
No.
It's not, unfortunately.
Well, because, you know, it's the leopards eating my face party. You know, it's like they don't.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't mean me. He means
exactly.
The other.
For sure means yeah. You. I hear people talking about deportations and how is he going to pull it off. I was like, do you understand that these are people who don't care about being precise? Who don't care about. They will just round up black and brown people and ship them to Mexico. They round me up as I'm going, my name's Angela. I'm black. I'm a born here. You can figure it out later. They're kids who will never find their families from
That's
the family
right.
separation.
And they don't
they
care.
They don't care.
They don't care
how much it costs. They're in it for the lynch party of it. They're in it for the photo shot.
He literally
they
said
want those shots.
He literally said yesterday, it doesn't matter how much it costs.
Yeah, the mass deportation. They said, well, what's that going to cost?
What
it doesn't
I'm
matter.
Saying.
There's no price tag, is
no
what he
price
said.
Tag.
How is he
going
to pull it off? Oh, I can think of a thousand ways to pull it off. First of all, he can let every one of those January 6 people out of jail and make them an ICE officer. That's all, you know? And all they have to do is round up brown and black people, throw them over the border, and they won't care. If they're not going to be like, can I see your papers? You'll wish they asked to see people's papers. They do not care.
That was the most chilling words that Angela V. Shelton has ever spoken. You'll wish they asked to see your papers.
You're going to wish for that.
Okay, 49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show. Welcome to Hitler Burger.
Yeah. May we take your order?
It's okay. It's okay, Steffi. We're going to get there. It's okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by keeping yourselves healthy. Survivability. That's important for all of us now, isn't
it? Yeah.
Please, we need you on this wall. I'm telling you now more than ever. Probiotics, you've heard how fantastic they are, but most of them fall short. Do you know why? Survivability.
Yeah, I wish I could survive my stomach acid.
Yeah, right? To work their magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. To do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which there's considerably more of in my stomach this week. It is strong enough to dissolve metal. Wow, what could I dissolve in there now? Like a hubcap, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Oof.
Give it a try.
That's a bubbling cauldron.
No.
For my gut health, I choose Just Thrive yep. Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with 4 proprietary survival strains clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. Third-party testing proves that Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times the survivability of traditional probiotics. It is a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood. You think that might be important?
A little bit.
Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic. 100% risk-free today, 20% off your purchase for a limited time if you go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
It's Friday night. I'm gonna get drunk. I'm gonna get late. I'm gonna be late on Monday.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, with the holidays approaching, I have found the perfect gift to make your loved ones feel special. Cozy Earth. This year, I'm wrapping my family in ultimate comfort. Here's why you should, too. A peaceful night starts with the right sheets. Cozy Earth's bamboo sheet set is the ultimate gift, offering everyday luxury everyone will love. It's the gift of unparalleled comfort, making every night a serene escape. For holiday pajamas, Cozy Earth's women's bamboo pajama set and men's pajamas are must-haves. They're stylish, super soft, perfect for cozy mornings or lazy evenings by the fire. What sets Cozy Earth apart? Their temperature-regulating fabrics keep you cool and cozy. Plus, they offer a 10-year warranty, so these gifts will last for many holidays to come. Wrap the ones you love in luxury with Cozy Earth. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's right, up to 40% off. How amazing is that? Just go to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie. If you get a post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
He is a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy. One of Wisconsin's own, Dobie Maxwell, joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabe, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood burning computer plugged into the?
You got Amish.
Nightlight experience.
Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Hey, Mommy's Morning Medicine.
Yeah.
It's different medicine for morning and evening.
You need a kick?
Yes, I do. I'm going to ride. I'm going to need my Major Taylor peeps tomorrow. I'm going to have salty liberal tears in one bike bottle and then my Morning Kick in the other bike bottle. Dude, 45 miles. It's going to be, okay. This helps support my gut health, boost my energy, help me feel more youthful. 10 supplements in one. Everything you need. Ashwagandha. Which I think comes from Wakanda. It is something
I don't think
very
it
powerful.
It's not vibranium.
Well, okay. It's like that. It helps you gain energy, enhance your overall well-being. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply. Some settling may have occurred. Okay, I found it, everybody. Okay. Tolstoy. Wrong does not cease to be wrong because the majority share in it. Oh, how about this one? Trending in Escanaba High School today, boys walking around telling the girls, your body, my choice, over and over. The effects of electing a rapist are immediate, and all I can do is cry. Nick Fuentes and others have been tweeting that, your body, my choice. You know, it's a meme for, you know. Here's a little Adam Kinzinger. Everybody keep your heads up. This isn't forever. And after America gets a taste of what it voted for, there will likely be a massive backlash. There will be lots of time to come. And I'm still in the trenches with you. Just going to take a little bit longer. Sorry, friends. Let me just get here we go. Kate Kaplan in Texas said, I tuned in yesterday to have someone to commiserate with and was angered by Chris's cheerfulness. I imagine he's loads of fun at a funeral. Needless to say, I will not be listening to your show today, maybe a long while before.
I don't care.
Listen, everyone needs to get through this however they get through this.
That's right.
Whatever phase you are in, Chris is trying to
soldier
on. They're
going to learn. They're going to learn.
Mm-hmm. I know.
It's education time, America. Get your school books out. Yes, get the chalkboard out because here we go, y'all.
And let me tell you about the I told you so's are going to flow.
Yeah. this one, this is the reason Republicans live in an alternate version of reality. If I believed all the things they believe, I probably would have voted Republican also. The problem is none of it is true. And that's why we thank you for supporting us all here in this community. Right. Final word, idiot of the week, so necessary now. Thank you, Chris LaBoy. He is so exhausted, taking Monday and Tuesday off. Sean Comiskey will be here. Jody will be back. We love you, Frangela.
We love you. Stay strong.
You too.
Hang in there, everybody. We see you Monday on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we explore the career of the great John Candy. And it's a bar band Friday night, so our friend and Max Inc. radio host Terry Barr drops by with new music and fun conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at Verlo.com.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.